Well, there was dramatic testimony during an unusual hearing in a Fall River courtroom yesterday, and a strange development outside of court, uncovered by WBUR as we continue our coverage of the Durrell Jones case. Jones, convicted 3 decades ago of a murder that he says he did not commit, is seeking a new trial. What made yesterday's hearing unusual is that it raised questions of racial bias by jurors, and the juror who alleged discrimination says she was never summoned to court to testify. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Lawyers are forbidden from talking to jurors before, during, and after a trial. Even now, 31 years after a jury convicted Durrell Jones of first-degree murder, neither his defense attorneys nor prosecutors can contact jurors. But reporters can, and I did. Last year, I interviewed Eleanor Urbati, one of the jurors in the 1986 trial. She told me that at the start of deliberations, jurors took a poll. Most thought Jones was innocent, but she says 2 men said guilty.
And I said, how come you have a decision already? I said, is it because he's black? And they said, yes. They said, yes, 2 men. How do you like that? I remember this like it was yesterday. I don't know how, but I do. That's exactly what they said.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled racism by jurors could be grounds for a new trial. So in one of their motions, Jones' attorneys raised the issue of jury racial discrimination based on the Eleanor Urbati interview. The judge in the case, Thomas McGuire, set out to find the original jurors, summons them to his court in Fall River, and quiz them about their deliberations 31 years ago. 8 of the original jurors were located and served with summons to appear. 4 responded. 1 was sick. 3 came to court yesterday and testified, but not the key juror, not Eleanor Urbati.
I never got a notice to go there.
I contacted Urbati after yesterday's hearing, where no one, not the attorneys, not the judge, knew where she was. Urbati says she was home in Hingham.
If I couldn't get there, I certainly would have let someone know, but I never get anything.
81-year-old Urbati says if she was called to court, she would have told the judge the same thing she told me a year ago. 2 jurors were racially prejudiced.
Well, is your decision based on him being black? And they said yes. Now, how much more plain can that be?
The Fall River Superior Court couldn't be reached for comment. But during yesterday's hearing, the 3 jurors who did show up shed little new light on the critical question. Was the jury that convicted Durrell Jones of murder in 1986 racially biased? Bailiffs helped juror Maureen Bates to the witness stand. She was sworn in and questioned by Judge McGuire.
Do you remember it pretty well?
I don't really remember. I've been trying to go through this in my mind.
Sure.
I don't remember any. I remember sitting there, but I don't remember. My memory isn't
right.
It used to be.
It's been a long time.
It has.
Over the decades, memories fade. The foreman of the original jury testified he couldn't remember much. Neither could an alternate juror. Then Durrell Jones' defense lawyer gave a closing argument, saying the confluence of factors presented in 3 days of hearing showed justice had not been served in the original trial, that a key piece of evidence had been tampered with, that not a single eyewitness could ID Jones in court, and he didn't match the description of the murderer. The prosecution argued Jones' 2 previous appeals for a new trial had been rejected and said there was no new evidence. Looking perplexed, Judge McGuire gave attorneys on both sides a week to figure out what to do next about the question of jury discrimination. And just then, Durrell Jones surprised the court and his attorneys and spoke up. After more than 3 decades in prison for a murder he always insisted he did not commit, Jones said he had enough.
All I know is prison now. I just wanted to get in here and put the truth out.
Jones told the judge he didn't want to hear about jurors anymore or pursue the issue of jury racial discrimination. He just wanted to be judged on the evidence presented during the hearing.
Please, Your Honor, I waive the issue. If I don't get out on that, then so be it. I waive it. But I'm not surrendering this little bit of sense of self I got that I know what happened in here and I can go to sleep and I can deal with it and the world know what happened in here and I'm not looking for no technicality.
Many of those who showed up in court had hoped the judge would have decided if Durrell Jones was to get a new trial. Cassandra Jones says her cousin Durrell just wants a chance for the truth to come out.
He's just very tired, and it needs to end. It needs to end. He needs to come home.
Judge McGuire says he'll decide the case soon, but he didn't say when. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.